Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. There are four of us here today. We've got Kyle, David, George, and I'm here. We're talking about guns. And George in New Hampshire moved us over to shotguns in the shotgun aisle. And you recommended, I believe you said, a 20-gauge. Is that correct, George?
A 20-gauge or a 12-gauge, but if you have teenagers or women in the household, they'll find it much more comfortable, and a senior citizen might find it much more comfortable to have than to carry. The reason I switched it over is what I'm saying. I think we're at the point, Vincent, that it's a little late to be kind of figuring out the first gun, so to speak. It's getting to the point where you want to have a gun that's sufficient to the task to at least make the looters think twice, or the gang members, if things break down, that they're going to look around for easier targets. And it's something that, like I said, it comes down to availability.
So what I have found in my research in the last few minutes is that you can buy a 12-gauge pump shotgun, name brand, for, let's say, $400 or even less, and there's some rebates on them. And you're absolutely right. The fear of hearing that shotgun rack, if you're at the wrong end of the shotgun, is terrifying. And so what would you recommend, George? I know that you've been to many, many gun shows, and you've been shooting for a long time. Do you have a specific couple of brands that you'd say, here's what you should get?
Well,
which model of shotgun?
Well, I would recommend either a Mossberg or a Remington 870 or a Mossberg 500. And they also have some other versions that are a little beefier. But I would say the top basic fundamental Chevy and Fords of the gun world are the Remington and the Mossberg. Remington is a little heavier forged steel. The Mossberg 500 is made with an aluminum receiver, but the main components that you need, it's a simpler, cheaper gun. I saw in a big box store, let's call it Walmart, I saw a 20-gauge pump 870 shotgun for $328 brand new. And always remember, I know you know it, Vincent and Kyle and David, that you have to feed it. You have to buy sufficient quantities of ammo. And right now, because it's hunting season is upon us, and also some are coming up, for $25 or less, I would say maybe $22, you can get basically 100 shotgun shells. And for basically under $400, you could be well outfitted, get some cleaning supplies, get some rags from around the household because you're going to be wiping it down. You want to keep it in good condition. You want to keep it oil, and you want to be able to clean it.
Yeah, and so what gauge, you said 12, let's go for a 12 gauge, and because that seems to be the most common. What shot size are you recommending in that 100-round purchase?
Well, okay, I would recommend a good balance is number 4, but it's not always available. They have double odd buck. The nice thing with shotguns is I would invest in a number of boxes that will probably cost you like probably $10 for maybe 20 shots or maybe less, maybe 15, of double odd buck, 00 and buck, like a dollar bill buck. And I would also buy a couple of boxes of slugs, S-L-U-G-S, which are solid bullet, 12-gauge size bullets that a friend of mine told me one time, if you shot enough of them into a telephone pole, it wouldn't take that many. You could cut the telephone pole in half. So you, there's multiple variations.
I was talking with our son about the slugs, the aluminum one-ounce slugs, and his comment was, you hit somebody in the arm, it's going to take the arm off. You hit him in the leg, it's going to take the leg off.
The other thing is
too, okay. So the answer is the larger the number, the smaller the pellet size. So like a 7.5 would be a small pellet size, lots of pellets in the shotgun shell. A 00 buck would be a larger pellet size, but fewer of them. And then a slug, there's only one slug, one projectile. Okay. So would you recommend that? If you go to the Chinese factory outlet, pick up a box of 100 12-gauge shells and take some cardboard and check the pattern and see at specific distances how far those pellets spread out. Would you recommend that?
Yes. And the thing is, the further away from the end of the shotgun pellets the projectiles get, the more they're going to fan out. But they have heavy field loads that they sell, the 100 for under $25. It looks like almost like a two cigarette cartons on top of each other size, to give you an idea. And inside you'll have like what? Probably, I'd say four boxes. And in those boxes, you'll find that, in other words, with the projectiles, if it's within, I'd say, 50 feet, the heavy field loads would do fine, or within the confines of like a hallway or the confines of a porch or the indoors of a house. But another thing I'd recommend, and I don't mean to go on and on, I'll just say that when you buy the gun, 2¾ inch is sufficient. But nowadays, most of the pump shotguns you're going to find, they're going to be able to handle 3 inch and 2¾-inch shells, which is versatile because you can shoot the shorter shell, 2¾ in it, but you also have the option of the more powerful, some people call them 3-inch magnum shells, that also loads more projectiles, but at the same time gives more of an impact when it hits.
Okay. So, class, it will say on the barrel of the shotgun what length shotgun shells you can put in. It will say 2¾, or it'll say 2¾ and 3 inch. It'll tell you. So you want to make sure you don't put the larger cartridge or the larger shotgun shell in a shotgun that you can't handle it. So, so it'll say right on the shotgun barrel. So find that. And George recommended the Mossberg 500, Mossberg manufacturer, model 500, Remington manufacturer, 870. So for less than $400, you can get one. And it's a great, great self-defense shotgun. The one that I have is I have a Marine. It's a Winchester Marine model, and it's actually plated so that it can go aboard a ocean-going ship and not rust. And I've had it for, I don't know, 40 years. Bought it used, I think it was maybe $150 used back, you know, years and years ago. Okay, George, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute, and we're going to go to David. Okay, please stand by. David, shotguns, 12-gauge? What do you think?
Yeah, this is great. This shows how good your technology capability is. anyways, yes, I agree with somewhat, George. I was going to get on that. I did my weapon I have made for the lady of the house. I prefer Remingtons. I walked across a Remington 1100 Special Edition Ultralight, brand new. I mean, they never shot this thing. $300 out the door. I fixed it up and put a mag tubes on it for made it so it's compact. It already had an 18.5-inch barrel. That semi-automatic will drastically, it'll improve your ability to follow up shots. It'll take the recoil, and for a small statured woman or a senior, that would be great for a 20-gauge. But I have 12-gauges, and I have double-odd buck tactical rounds. The problem with getting double-odd buck and slugs, they're going to be extremely more expensive. So you got to weigh the fact of how much rounds of ammo do you want for that particular firearm versus the cost. You got to factor that in as well, because around here it's just 5 rounds per slugs and double-odd buck rounds. So they're smaller. Now, I happened to walk into a place, and the guy knew me. Somebody ordered the high-velocity double-odd buck rounds, and they were going to destroy them. And he says, I knew you'd be coming in here. Do you want them? How much? $1.60 a box. I'll take them all.
Sure.
I didn't argue with him. I took the whole case. So there's buys out there. But, yes, a shotgun is excellent. And I agree with you. I was going to talk to you about the maintenance capability. You have to factor the maintenance into even your climate. If you're in Florida, you're going to have a rust problem,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I agree with all that. Now, I don't have slugs. I don't have slugs because of a reason. I was hung around with law enforcement and conservation people, and they always told me, even if we find a slug in your tackle box, we can take you in and we can confiscate everything you have just for having a slug in a tackle box. So I avoided slugs for those reasons. I did not want them, some guy coming and taking all my equipment for nothing and losing my permit to have a firearm. So,
and isn't that area dependent or location dependent? Aren't slugs allowed some places, not others? Because I don't. Yes.
Yes, that would be a big factor. You got to also factor in anything with any firearm. You have to factor there's laws for federal, state, local, city. So you got the whole nonsense to go down, and one will contradict the other. And then magnify that by every state in the union, United States. It's ridiculous in a way.
Okay. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, your thoughts on shotgun 12-gauge?
I will tell you what has happened, what I have seen happen. I tend to shy away from pump shotguns for a household unless you have everyone in the household that has fired that thing so that it is practically second nature. And I don't care if it's target loads or whatever, because I have seen, even in competition with shotguns, people don't rack it right, don't rack it fully, or just sit there and try to keep pulling the trigger when they get under even the kind of a stress of a competition, much less people trying to break your door in. You might shoot once, and I'm afraid the stress of that will cause a lot of people to forget to rack the forearm correctly and completely. I tend to lean toward, if you're going to just buy something for the household, a semi-automatic shotgun, because anxiety and stress and all of those things makes training, even a little bit of training, usually will go right out the door. Unless somebody's seen a lot of training where that's the only thing you're used to, a lot of people will not do it right.
There's an old saying, fear the man who owns just one gun, because he knows how to use it. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So there's four of us today. David, Kyle, George, and me. We're talking about guns. And, Kyle, you talked about semi-automatic shotgun. That means that each time you pull the trigger after the first time, it goes off until you are out of shotgun shells. So you don't have to rack a pump, or you don't have to operate a bolt, or you don't have to open it up for a double barrel and, you know, remove the shells and reload. So what is the extra cost for the semi-automatic shotgun? Which one do you recommend? Which brand do you like? Brand, model, and barrel length, please.
Well, if I was going to buy something, it's okay. So if we're thinking about trying to just defend the inside of your house, and you're not going to use this for a survival weapon outside of the house, the shorter the barrel, the quicker the quicker you can actuate it, you know, and move it around and be able to shoot consistently. You want a full length tube. But the part to me that makes a shotgun like that difficult for anything outside the house is that, you know, if you're going to try to put food on the table, then you need a longer barreled one with a full choke normally, or a rifled barrel so that you can shoot smoothbore slugs, or you need to buy rifled slugs if you're shooting a smoothbore shotgun to try to get deer or food of any other kind. Now, you can go a lot of different directions. I prefer the model number now, Vince, the 1100 Remington. Remington makes a great shotgun. You're dealing almost in two different scenarios, you know. Do you want something that's just for defense of your house? Well, let's think about this just a minute. If they've gotten to your house, you're in a world of hurt already. I mean, boy, you don't want to have to fight them at your door, because you've got windows, you've got a back door. You're in deep trouble if you've let them get to your house, in my opinion. I know it's kind of an open-ended answer, but it's hard.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. You're saying 18 and a half inches because it has a shorter barrel, so it's more maneuverable, and you want a full tube. And by that, you mean you don't want a shorter than full tube, because in the tube are your unused shells. So you want to have the maximum capacity, and you want to have a short barrel, 18 and a half inches or so, for inside home defense. But outside the home, you want a longer barrel, because a shorter barrel will allow the pellets to spread farther from the center, where a longer barrel will tend to keep the pellets more focused over a longer distance. And so that brings the question to, what about the chokes? Because you can adjust the pattern at which a shotgun sprays those pellets outward by chokes, and they have lots of terms for these chokes. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, if I was going to if you had an adjustable choke gun, let's put ourselves in the position of a house intruder. Do you want to spread the pattern out and diffuse the amount of pellets that you are going to potentially hit him with? Do you want to diffuse that out a long ways and potentially hit someone else coming out of a room down the hall? Or do you want a very focused a very focused pattern to be able to put whoever it is, let them get the full blast of whatever it is you're doing? So in my opinion, a full choke for the type of situations we're coming into now, if there was a collapse, I want a tight choke all the time. I want it outside the house. I want it inside the house. I want nothing but a full choke. The modified would be your next, the one, and then your, of course, your open. And
What you're saying is you want the minimum spray. You want to keep all those pellets relatively close together. That's correct, isn't it?
That's what I feel like. Yep.
All right, we'll be right back. David, you're up next, then George.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The casket carrying the body of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg now on Capitol Hill. Ginsburg, who died a week ago today, is lying in state in the Capitol's Statuary Hall, and it's history-making, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
She will be the first woman to lie in state in the Capitol, and when she does so, she will be lying on the catafalque, the base that was built to hold Abraham Lincoln's body.
Pelosi spoke on CBS this morning. Ginsburg will be buried next week. President Trump plans to nominate her successor tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock Eastern. Fire weather watch is in effect in Northern California as temps climb back into the triple digits. It could be 100 degrees in northern valleys by early next week with wind gusts of 30 miles an hour. And this is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
A terrorism investigation's been launched after a stabbing attack in Paris. At least 2 people were injured, although earlier reports had put that number a bit higher. The victims in the incident earlier today are said to be in serious condition. Technical problems keeping a Delta IV heavy rocket on the launch pad for another day. United Launch Alliance's massive rocket is carrying a new spy satellite for the National Reconnaissance Office. The new launch time is now 12:10 a.m. Sunday from Cape Canaveral. The Pac-12 reversing course, now playing football this fall after all. The 7-game schedule starts Friday, November 6th, with the Pac-12 championship on December 18th. No fans will be allowed at the games. The Pac-12 announcing in August it was postponing all fall sports due to the pandemic. This reversal, though, follows a recent similar move by the Big Ten. There's good news for gamers. Folks who missed out on pre-ordering a new PlayStation 5 are getting another shot. GameStop says the new Sony video game console will be available again today for pre-order. The retailer did not say, however, exactly how long you can try to snap one up. The PS5 launches in November. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds, 30.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
He used to call them scatter guns, and that's because the pellets would scatter and, you know, spray out and they'd fan out. And so, David, your comments on patterning a shotgun, if you will. I've done it, and I got to tell you that what I found out firsthand at 21 feet, if there are 3 guys standing side by side by side, and you think you're going to hit all 3 at 21 feet with a 18 and a half inch shotgun, you're not going to do it. You're only going to get one of them. Any comments?
Nope. Yep, I totally, no. It's not going to spread out that. Now, your deer slugs, your deer barrels, your rifle barrels for a shotgun will spread a lot more. And that's due to the rifling inside, spinning them pellets around. Now, one other thing I was going to get to that I thought you were going to go to, but the other thing, if you're going to use a shotgun for both protection, self-defense, and for out there using it for hunting, you go to put one of these mag extension tubes, like for the Remington 1100s, like I have here, or even 870s, you can extend that capability of that shotgun by 7-8 rounds in the mag tube. But there is a stop in there, a plug. There's usually a wood or plastic plug in there to take out when you go.
It's
to
a dowel. It's a dowel rod.
Right. That's what
it's a dowel rod. It's like the diameter of a pencil,
right,
about as long as a pencil.
You don't throw that away. It's a stick. Yeah, you keep it because if you do take it out hunting, that's because you're only allowed 3 rounds. Three to five for shotguns, and it's 3. So if you're out caught and you think, oh, I don't have to put the plug or take the mag tube off, you're in for a world of hurt when they stop you. Because they will check to make sure. So you need to make sure you keep those.
What David is saying, class, is that there are some restrictions as to how many rounds you can have in your shotgun. So let's say the shotgun allows you to have 7 rounds or 5 rounds in the tube. And the law says that you can only go hunting with 3. What the manufacturer will do is put a restrictor in there or a dowel rod to occupy the space where the shotgun shells would be if you had more than 3. So it limits you. And you can easily take that dowel rod out for self-protection, and you probably should. But the point is, if you go hunting with it, you need to put it back in many locations, not all locations. Very, very good point. And I wholeheartedly recommend that you test that shotgun out. Don't think that now that you bought it, everything's good. You need to use it, get accustomed to it, and everyone in the family who would be using it should do the same thing. You're going to have some recoil with that thing, and it might be a little surprising to you. So you have to hold on to it tightly. But you need to pattern it. And what I mean by that is you get a big sheet of cardboard. Take a box, open it up, and put it in a safe direction. And at whatever distance you think you need to protect yourself, fire at the center of that cardboard, and you will be surprised at how close those pellets are to each other. So let's say you use a number 7.5 low that you might use for hunting birds. You'll be very surprised that they would all fit on a dinner plate. A dessert plate. You'd be surprised to see that. Because if you think you're going to hit 3 people with it, it's not going to happen. You need three rounds to hit 3 people. If they're standing side by side by side. No kidding. Any quick comments before we go to George?
Yeah. I was going to say something really quick. The time when we did the Gacy thing, we actually had, my friend had one of those Crossmans with us at that time. And he actually thought it was a .22. But something else real quick. When my Marine Corps instructors taught us in rifle competition, they even taught us that, hey, we had magazine-fed .22s. We were not allowed to use the magazines. He said, you're going to learn like we. Every Marine Corps is a marksman. You will learn one shot, one kill, period. So our spotter was to hand us the ammo, and we made sure where our rounds went. Even back then, that's just the way it was. And then you should do that with animals, too, if you're hunting, in my opinion.
Right. You don't want to wound the animal and have the animal suffer, suffer, suffer. If you're going to kill an animal, you want to do it quickly and humanely. And by the way, one of my instructors was a Marine Corps sniper from Vietnam. And when we were learning how to shoot decades ago, he would take his, what he called his cover, which was his ball cap, and he would swat you while you were composing your shot. He would swat you and yell at you and distract you and make noises and bang and all kinds of things to let you know that it's not always going to be all that comfortable where you're shooting on a bench and everybody's quiet. It's going to be chaotic. And that's how we were taught. Let's go. Let me see. I'm going to put you on hold, David. See if I can do it again. Don't go away, please. George, any comments on what we've just said?
Yes, I will say that I agree with Kyle and David that it's nice to have a semi-automatic shotgun where basically you point and shoot. But if you have a malfunction of any kind, you're going to find it more difficult, especially if a round gets, maybe it's swelled up for some reason or it's defective. With the pump shotgun and the ones I recommended, they both have double extractors that are like little hooks on the end of the bolt that's up against the shell that you can manually pull back and just eject the shell and then load another one and you're back into action, hopefully. The other thing I'll tell you is that you can swap barrels so that this way the barrels you can switch from if you're going hunting and you want to bag some ducks that are flying by, you get the long barrel. But with these guns for maybe like within $100 or so, $100 and a quarter, you can get another barrel that will be either a riot barrel of 18 inch. You don't want to go below 18 inches because it's illegal. And you need basically the equivalent of a machine gun license to have something less than 18 inches. And it can get you into a world of hurt with the authorities. That said, another thing with shotguns, too, that I think you gentlemen are probably familiar with is you can get adapters so you could fire like a 357 Magnum through a 12-gauge shotgun. Or you could fire a multitude of different cartridges and even some smaller shotgun shells because they have these shells that fit into the barrel in the chamber end of it back towards the bolt. And you can, or with a single shot, you can basically adapt that shotgun to shoot rifle calibers and pistol calibers.
And I still have the scars to prove it, where Mike Ma shot me because he modified his 12-gauge shotgun to do exactly that. It looks like a shotgun shell, class. It's made out of aluminum. Looks like a shotgun shell, and you can put a 357 cartridge in this adapter and use your shotgun as a single shot. And he put a wax bullet on a 357 or a 38. He shot me in the hand with it, and I'm looking at the scar. I still have it from, I don't know, 7 years ago. So, yes, you absolutely can do that. And you're all making good points. David, George, Kyle, you're all making excellent points. I have a pump shotgun. We all know how to use it. And I was at a gun show several years ago, and I saw something that really intrigued me. And this was a hunting shotgun, and it was vintage, probably from the 50s or the 1960s, maybe a little bit later, maybe even into the 70s, I'm not sure. But it had an adjustable choke, and all you did was turn this knob on the end of the barrel, and it would change the pattern. Do you have any comments about that, George? Now, that'd be a much longer barrel.
Yes, now that's called a cut compensator. It was a remedy that was around for many decades. I noticed a lot of people felt that it detracted from the gun, but from my point of view, it was great, as you knew, is because you just turned it. It was very well made. It had like a white bead sight on top of the thing, and it looked like a cone that fit on the end of it. And what you could do is you could just turn it, and instead of having like 2, 3, 4 barrels that would be either full cylinder, modified, so that you could throw different patterns. This thing could take the single barrel you had and adapt it so it could shoot all different kinds of patterns. And more often than not, they'd sell the gun for less. And that's something that always confused me because I said, first of all, the compensator costs money. Then you had to have it fitted on the gun by a gunsmith. That costs money. And I always felt like I was getting a bargain if I had that. It's a little louder when it fires, right? Right, Vincent?
Absolutely.
I found it just a little
bit
louder than normal.
Absolutely.
Right. But
so,
I'm sorry. Well, if I could just say one other thing.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
A lot of these new guns now, like the Remingtons or the Mossbergs and others, they'll come with these chokes, tubes, that'll be like little cylinders that with a tool you can twist them out of the end of the shotgun, and it acts like the cuts compensator. I like the convenience of the cuts compensator, and the quality was there the way it was made, but this was something as an inexpensive way that they could just take out one cylindrical little cone, and they could put another one in, and they could change the barrel to throw different kinds of patterns, whether wide or tight.
George, when I was at this gun show years ago, maybe 3 years ago, there was a guy, I saw this shotgun with the cut compensator, and it was from the factory. And I'd never used one like that, and I thought, gosh, this is intriguing. And I said, so how much for this? He said, well, I'll tell you what, if you buy that one with the adjustable choke, the cut compensator, and you take this other one, which was really nice as well, you know, Woodstock, blued, great condition, you know, obviously owned by a senior citizen who took care of it and prized it and cherished it. I think the price was $325 for both.
Wow.
I said, okay, sounds good to me. So I bought them. So what I found is that there are shotguns, and they're both pump, that people don't want. Now, what's the problem with these? Okay, do you know? Because I don't know. Why were they so cheap? They weren't stolen.
Well, you know and I know it's the same reason why somebody wants to trade in their car every 3 years.
Uh-huh.
In other words, they look at it and they said, well, that's for an old fogey type of thing. And they were looking at a gun that was better made, better quality, smoother action, made by people who took pride and basically was at the peak of our industrial output in terms of quality and good old American know-how in manufacture that was world-renowned. And you can see what it's been replaced with, but a lot of people are just fatheads, I've noticed. In other words, they can't look at something for its own intrinsic value. They have to follow the crowd because whatever the hottest thing is, and they'll chase after it. And I'll leave it with this because I know David and Kyle want to weigh in. I'll just say, Vincent, that you know what somebody once said about a $5 bottle of perfume? They said, no, this is a $5 bottle of perfume. We can't sell it. He says, but if we would put a certain Parisian name in front of it and we would sell the sizzle, so to be, he goes, we can't hold on to the same bottle for $25.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, Kyle and David, and then back to George if we have time. And the question that I'd like to ask is, okay, first choice, what are we going to buy for home protection? What would it be? What would you buy, all things being considered? What would be number one and what would be number two?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're down to the last segment here. And so Kyle first, David then George. I hope we have time. Self-defense, first choice and second choice, all things being considered. Make, model, caliber, please. All things being considered. Rifle, pistol, shotgun.
Okay. If it's going to be rifle, pistol, and shotgun, I would get the 18.5-inch barrel shotgun, semi-automatic, full tube, full choke for the shotgun. For pistol, I would get a 9mm pistol with at least a 12 to 15 round capability of a magazine, and of course have many extra magazines, and get a 9mm bullet as small as you can, around 90 grains, going as fast as you possibly can. And for the number one gun, if you can find it and make it work, I would get an AR-15 pistol with an arm brace to the back of it, and about an 8 to 10 inch barrel in 300 blackout, with about using the 115 to 120 grain bullets going as fast as possible.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Let me do this. David.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Now, for rifle, anything considered, it were fact, finances and availability was not a consideration. I like the foul. I would go with the 7.62 NATO round for rifle. As far as shotgun ammo style, I would go with a class of what they call now is called a firearm. Because then you can go under 12 inches for the barrel. Perfectly legal by the ATF. That's what I am doing here right now. I'm trying to get a hold of a couple AR lowers so I can make two 410 classified shotguns, which allows me to have a magazine of 15 rounds, 5 rounds per buckshot load. That's a heck of a, you know, and controllability is just nothing with a 410. pistol, I see there's going to be a lot of 9mm, there's a lot of those, but if I'm factoring the capabilities of everyone else in my household, I personally like this Caltech PMR-30, which holds 30 rounds of 22 magnums. I have a lot of extra mags. I know that round hollow point will do, and I know the woman of the house will be able to use it with no problem either. There's a thing, too much firearm for the individual. And I've seen people give their wives a 50 cal pistol, which one shot, you got to go back and look and see if they're okay. You know, there's just too much there. But that's just the way I look at it. Yes, there's a lot of nines, there's a lot of 380s, but I'm also factoring in who else is in my home that may need to operate and function, use those weapons. So that's why I choose those.
President Ronald Reagan was shot with a 22. There was an assassination attempt on his life with a 22. So please don't discount the 22 as, you know, not being lethal. We literally, when we have to put a cow down here at the farm, we can put down a cow with a 22 long rifle, 40 grain or 36 grain cartridge. Seriously. So, I mean, they have to be hit right, but they drop instantly. So
now, there's a 60-grain cartridge, 22LR. Now, I prefer the 22 magnums, but there's a 60-grain, but they were used for more that distance. You want to take that target out right away, but that's what that was designed for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and any other comments about first and second choice?
No, just that's the way I look at them. Yes, I would like to have other calibers, but I'm looking within the household, the defense, not outside the household. That would have a totally different situation.
Yes, and when you said FAL, that's F-A-L, you're talking about FN-FAL. That's a battle rifle class. That is that's a European battle rifle, a weapon of war, almost, what we'll call it, almost indestructible, yes? 308.
Oh, yes. Now, if you put the muzzle brake on those, you're not going to make friends at the gun range, but because you're projecting all the gases to the sides and to the portion of the top to help stabilize that barrel, but now everybody next to you is hearing that noise and the percussion. They're getting the big full face of it next to you. That they may be a little bit upset with them, but it allows you to control that weapon a lot easier.
Okay, David, let me put you on hold for just a second.
Thank you.
George, I assume this is you. Is that right?
Yeah, Ben.
I'm sorry, that was my fault. That was my fault.
No, I'm not blaming you.
Very quickly, what first and second choice?
I'd go for an 870 shotgun, Remington or Mossberg. You can get all kinds of accessories, American-made, parts availability. Yeah, for battle rifle, HK91 clone, FAL, or the M1A, which is a civilian M14.
There you go, class. There's your homework to research all of those. And back to the shotgun very quickly. You can buy shotguns with multiple barrels. You can buy the set, and you can have multiple barrels, a long barrel and a short barrel, and you can do everything you want in 12-gauge, and you can probably get it for around $450, if my memory serves me correctly. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your wealth of knowledge and being with us for 2 hours.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.